This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Friday's headlines, and we begin with the gay marriage debate, which has flared up again, this time on the federal level. A federal district court judge in Boston, Massachusetts, has declared the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional. In his written statement, Judge Joseph Taro, who was appointed to the bench in 1972 by President Nixon, says, quote, "The government's argument assumes that Congress has some interest in a uniform definition of marriage for purposes of determining federal rights, benefits, and privileges. There is no such interest." He went on to say, quote, "Congress undertook this classification for the one purpose that lies entirely outside of legislative bounds, to disadvantage a group of which it disapproves, and such a classification the Constitution clearly will not permit." The Defense of Marriage Act was overwhelmingly passed by both the House and Senate back in 1996 and signed into law that same year by President Clinton. The basic tenets of the Defense of Marriage Act mean that certain states may, if they choose, agree to adopt gay marriage, but no other state has to recognize gay marriage is performed in other states. And the federal law, of course, is that marriage is the definition only of one man and one woman. Plenty of reaction on both sides of this story today. Earlier on Friday, I spoke with Iowa Congressman Steve King, a Republican from the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and a congressman from a state where the state Supreme Court legalized gay marriage just last year. Congressman King says he's a little bit leery of the government's defense of the Defense of Marriage Act because he knows President Obama wants to see it overturned.
My concern is that they will go in and they're by law obligated to defend the federal statute, the Defense of Marriage Act. But I have seen this happen in the past where you had an administration that lacked the conviction and the conviction to defend, and that showed up in an apathetic defense of the statute.
Congressman King also says it's pretty obvious to anyone paying attention that same-sex marriage and the marriage between one man and one woman are not the same.
The push that has been coming has been from the people that have argued that it's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. And this case, in my view, turns on this point. Are the people that are same-sex in marriage, are they similarly situated as those who are opposite sex? And obviously, any doctor, physician, plumber, or electrician knows they're not similarly situated.
Congressman King also disputes the idea that this is a civil rights issue. He says when it comes to racial equality, there are immutable characteristics at stake. That's not the case here.
The civil rights statute have always, other than the specific protection for religion and creed, have always protected immutable characteristics, those characteristics that cannot be changed and can be independently verified. So a self-alleged sexual behavior becomes all of a sudden a civil right that takes on the same trappings as the color of one's skin. And that's where we're going with this debate. And if we keep going down this path, law will be so amorphous that one cannot determine. It'll always be in the eye of the beholder, the aggrieved, the person who identifies themselves as a victim.
To hear my entire interview with Congressman King, please head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. Another loss late this week in federal court for the Obama administration when it comes to its planned moratorium on deepwater drilling in the Gulf of Mexico in reaction to the Deepwater Horizon explosion and subsequent oil leak that has now gone on for more than 80 days. However, a number of weeks ago, a district court judge overturned that moratorium, and now a three-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit has agreed with that lower court ruling. The appellate court found that the Interior Department failed to show the federal government would suffer irreparable injury if the moratorium is lifted while it appeals the trial court's decision. The administration now plans to immediately appeal to the full Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. In the meantime, many jobs are being lost, according to those strongly opposed to the moratorium, including Louisiana Senator David Vitter. He says thousands of jobs have already been lost, and as long as this court fight goes on, no oil company is going to continue to invest in the region when it costs so much to leave those platforms and rigs out in the Gulf of Mexico. He says they'll be picking up and leaving soon with so much uncertainty. In the meantime, a senior Obama administration official said today that the Interior Department would immediately issue a new moratorium if it lost the court case at the full appellate level. Those new regulations revising the earlier suspension could come as early as Friday, meaning the Obama administration could just issue a new moratorium every time the court rejects the previous one. Senator Vitter says that's not helping anything.
They're going to essentially thumb their nose at the courts and change the language and try to have a de facto moratorium just through all this legal wrangling. So even if our side wins in court, they're going to keep it up, and have a de facto moratorium. That's also what's happening in shallow water right now. They say there's no shallow water moratorium. However, no new permit has been issued since the Deepwater Horizon incident because of all of the uncertainty about their new safety regulations.
Senator Vitter has a whole lot of other frustrations with the federal response to the oil spill as well. First of all, he's frustrated that the moratorium really isn't 6 months long. It's as long as the president wants this commission to be in place to study what happened and propose new solutions and new rules to make sure it doesn't happen in the future. And Senator Vitter says it's clear that this new commission has no intent on moving very quickly.
They don't seem to have any sense of urgency about them. They're not even meeting for the first time until mid-July. So they're only meeting for the first time 4 or 6 weeks after the president first talked about this commission. And again, that complete lack of a sense of urgency is really frustrating.
Senator Vitter also told me he's still frustrated with the overall federal response to the mess itself. The senator says that there's still not a clear chain of command.
We continue to have a lack of sense of urgency from administration officials. We continue to have no clear military-style chain of command, and just not the number of assets that we need in terms of skimmers, other boats, and booms.
Senator Vitter also fears that there may be a larger agenda here from the Obama administration. He fears that the worse this gets, the more it gives the Obama administration the chance to make this the oil and natural gas version of Three Mile Island, using this disaster as an excuse to shut the whole thing down.
Is this event going to do to domestic oil and gas what Three Mile Island did to the domestic nuclear industry? Three Mile Island shut our nuclear energy prospects down for 30 years. And the question is the Obama administration going to use or allow this event to do the same for domestic energy that we desperately need?
Senator Vitter says Louisiana relies on many industries, but three major ones are seafood, tourism, and oil and natural gas. And he says all three are very much threatened right now. To hear my entire interview with Senator Vitter again, head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. On to the 2010 midterms now, and President Obama, while stumping for Senator Harry Reid in Nevada, has his new campaign strategy all set to go.
They've got that no philosophy, that you're on your own philosophy, the status quo philosophy, a philosophy that says everything is politics, and we're just going to gun for the next election. We don't care what it means for the next generation.
But the Republicans on Capitol Hill say they're not the party of no. They're just the party of no when it comes to a radical agenda from this administration and the Democratic majority. Case in point, Congressman Tom Price, the chairman of the House Republican Study Committee, the group of House conservatives, says that the Democrats know their agenda is so unpopular, they're going to wait till the lame duck period between the midterm elections and the new Congress to ram through all their controversial measures.
Refuse to pass a budget. They just deemed a certain number that they will spend. So there will be no appropriations bills, apparently, prior to the election. The challenges are out there in the area of energy, and their national energy tax, which is what they've been alluding to, they believe they may be able to get it passed in a lame duck. None of their members want to vote prior to the election on anything controversial, so what they're doing is ducking and hiding.
To hear my full interview with Congressman Price, again, worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.